this meeting to order. Our attendance question today is, if you could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Senator Barron.
Abraham.
Senator what?
My great grandfather.
Senator O'Neill.
Jesus.
Senator Dunham. Senator Dunham.
My grandma.
Senator Lambert. Senator Marienbach. Senator Hannon.
Emily, the question is, if you could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
Senator Shaw. Senator Al-Shad. Chair Martinez. Chair Anderson.
Margaret Thatcher.
Chair Johnny.
Noah from the Bible, because I want to know if dinosaurs existed before the flood.
Chair Taven.
John
does. Chair Taven.
Hulk Hogan.
Director Johnny.
Hi, sold Mr. $14.
Control Hingham Camp.
Toss-up between Martin Luther the Reformer and F.A. High.
Orientarian Joe. Sela.
Sun Tzu.
Andres Cousin Robbins.
Clifford the Big Red Dog. But if he was busy, then Jesus.
President Tchaikovsky.
Go with Donald Trump.
President Sam.
Rosa Parks.
Advisor Van Hickey.
Bruce Springsteen.
President Bergman?
Eric Murillo.
Mm.
I
need
more quotes from him.
I would say Andy Stanley, like 50% of my quotes come from him. When I grow up, I want to speak like him.
Nice. All right, with that, we have met quorum, and we'll now open it up for community comment. Is there anyone from the community who wishes to comment? Oh yeah, I skipped the minutes, my bad. No community comment, and then we'll do minutes. Are there any discrepancies from the minutes for November 28th? Discrepancies with the minutes? Discrepancies? Seeing none, minutes are approved, and there's no one from the community who wants to comment. President Bergman, you're next on our agenda.
Thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here. All of a sudden, the end of the semester was almost upon us, and I hadn't been here yet. So my apologies for coming late in the term. I've made a commitment to be present at least once for student senate meeting and an opportunity to have conversation with all of you. So let's start with some gratitude on my part, because you've been hard at work for a semester, so thank you for all that. all your hard work and for your commitment to governance, because this is how large organizations can work and how you can be advocates for student body. So thank you. I would like to spend most of our time tonight in question and answer, but just a couple of small comments here before we do that. First of all, I'd just like to comment that the strategic plan is moving, and that's a great thing to see happening across the Davis. The importance of a strategic plan is to help us, all of us, think about the future and about what's important for the college. So we're currently at the stage of taking all the strategies in the plan and in thinking about how we would implement those, what's important in terms of defining success for each of the strategies, and some initial thinking of the steps and the initiatives that would be required to move the plan, that strategy forward. So those implementation plans, which is what we're calling them, will come together in January. And then we'll be working with all of those throughout the spring as we think about prioritization and the getting started period that we need to get into. Along the way, we're not adverse to starting some pilots or some initiatives that we know with high confidence that will be important to the college. So I'm trying to move through planning, but also with an eye on some getting something started out of the starting gate, so to speak, that we know that we're going to either need data on through a pilot, or learning that has to happen, or some fundraising that we know has to happen for various initiatives. So tons of people are involved, and there must be some people in here at least who are on a strategy committee, I suspect. I look up at this end of the room, I'll find somebody. So if you want to get involved, I think Jonas would be a good point of contact to see where you might plug in some of the planning teams that are going forward right now. Okay, so that's the strategic plan. We also are continuing to work on the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Council, and we continue to do some work on sexual misconduct for the college. Most of that has now fallen on Jonette's platter, and so moving that forward is part of our priority. In that arena, we have announced hiring of a Title IX coordinator, which was one of the important aspects of the work that was done last spring by the Sexual Misconduct Task Force. And I'm really pleased to see that that's coming to fruition. And I believe that person, I want to say, is starting after the holidays, but I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I think that's what I remember. In that hire, we took a pause after we had interviewed candidates on campus to ask the question if we had cast the net far and wide enough to get the best possible candidates on campus. And so we took a pause for several weeks in that search and took another look to see what else is out there. We had the best candidates, in that search, no other candidates that met our criteria came forward. So we chose the best of the candidates that we had, and I'm really pleased that I'm quite confident we have somebody who will be very good for the organization. Now let me give you two sentences of background, maybe four, on Title IX and what we're looking for. Title IX, in the way we have defined the Title IX coordinator job here at Gustavus, has two main components to it. Number one is compliance with the law, and our Title
we had made Title IX coordinator a portion of someone else's job. And in doing that, I feel like we were certainly complying with the law. What we've added in now hiring a full-time Title IX coordinator is the opportunity for more proactive work in education and in raising the awareness of the campus on all of the issues related to Title IX and sexual misconduct, which is all wrapped in together. So I think that's the additional piece that we will gain. A Title IX coordinator at various colleges can have a variety of positions, meaning level of the where they plug into the organization. What we can afford right now and what I think is most important for the college are these two aspects of the job. And as this individual goes into the job, we'll see what else we can package as part of the job responsibilities. I guarantee you we have plenty to do, and I'm not worried about that. But recognize that where we're hiring a position, and what we can afford to do right now is not a cabinet level position on my staff. It's a person who will be digging in and working every day to help the organization do both compliance and education. Okay, so I think that's about all I had come prepared to discuss, and open for any and all questions from all of you.
Okay, so I'll open the floor for questions for President Bergman. This is a grand opportunity. I don't know what.
Don't tell me you don't have at least one.
Yes. So where do you see the school going in like 5 years? Like, what would be the factor that would put us in at the new level of like wherever we're trying to go to?
Talking about
school?
The strategic plan now?
Yeah.
Okay. Good question. We wrote the plan as a 10-year plan, and 5 years would be about the midpoint of the plan. So a number of things I am envisioning happening in the 5-year time frame, although I can't put a stake in the ground yet because we're waiting for implementation plans, which will be much better thought out than I can give you extemporaneously here tonight. So what a couple things that I'd like to see. The faculty are hard at work on some curriculum revisions, starting with a revision of our general education curriculum. And I see that coming to fruition probably in about a 3-year time frame, so that entering students would then have a new way of satisfying the general education and whatever we call it by then. And that, there's a pilot running this year with first year students on a new concept in integrated teaching and perspectives from multiple directions on one topic. So that topic this year happens to be the environment. And we have an English teacher, biology teacher, and a communication studies, if I have them three, right? So we're doing an experiment already in that, is my point. So that's one thing that I see coming. And the motivation for that, and we can talk about this more, is that the general education curriculum is largely seen right now as a check the boxes. I need one of these, and I need one of these, and I need one of these. And at the end of the day, we feel as though students really don't have a story to tell about the experience that they've had in the general education curriculum. Because that foundation is really a good chunk of what you should be able to talk about the liberal arts. This is the breadth of your exposure to the deeper questions around all of the various disciplines that will touch our lives. So that's our hope. New general education curriculum, that at the end of the day, you'll be able to draw a thread through those experiences to talk about them in an interview or on a job application or and benefit just in general for ongoing learning and career. Second, us to learn how to address problems in a multidimensional world where complex problems need to be solved. So that's the aspect of the vision statement that says that our students are able to act on the great challenges of our time. And so we are envisioning some project-based learning that would involve teams that come from different perspectives, different disciplines, to learn how to approach a complex problem. And if I were to see those two aspects of the plan well underway within 5 years, and you know, there's a whole host of other things that are in the works, but those would go a long way towards achieving the vision, and I believe would have some distinction in them that would allow us to brag about what we're doing.
Senator Shaw?
My apologies, I haven't read the ACTS program, but how do sustainability efforts, how are sustainability efforts incorporated?
Yeah, there's a strategy that includes financial, help me on the second one, and environmental sustainability. There's three in there, which is not coming up. Financial, something like that. Yeah, environmental. environmental stewardship and sustainability principles and practices across the college. So it's in there as one of the strategies, and it's under financial, institutional, and environmental sustainability. So in particular, we have a plan in place about reducing our carbon footprint on this campus, and it feels like we're kind of tiptoeing along the baby steps when sometime or other we have to take a bigger step. And I think the plan should help us figure out how we take that bigger step, and what that really is for us. Because we have some commitments by 2020 something that we're reducing our carbon footprint.
Senator Clark?
So I'm wondering, like, as of right now in December 2016, what's like the biggest challenge like a state faces as an institution?
Biggest challenge as an institution? What is it? In today's world of higher education, affordability and accessibility of a college education is a real concern. I think that Ms. Davis, because of our roots as a college founded by immigrants, and because of our values that we believe in, that we need to take a really hard look at affordability and accessibility. And I guess I believe that the best institutions will find ways to offer an education to any student from any family who is motivated and has the academic potential to succeed here. So that's behind the scenes, that's a financial challenge. Especially for schools like Ms. Davis that are really tuition-driven schools. Our endowment doesn't carry us to offer free tuition. So we have to wrestle with that one and figure it out. So in saying what my goal is, we have to step our way there because it requires building our endowment. It requires figuring out how we can individualize even more than we do today our recruiting efforts with students.
Senator Clark? Professor Schakowsky.
I have two questions. The first being more diverging away from the Axe plan and just and wondering if you had any updates on any remodelings of buildings across campus. I know there's three.
So we are nearly finished with Anderson Hall. And I think that the big moment is when the contractors turn over the keys to the college. And I am expecting we'll have that with, you know, the next 2 to 3 weeks. So that's exciting. I don't know if you've walked by Anderson lately when the lights are on at night, but when you look in now, go, oh wow, that's really gonna be amazing. So that one we're nearly finished with. We're fundraising for Nobel Hall. The plan is in place and the board has approved us to work with the architects to develop full construction documents now. And so that as soon as that takes 9 to 12 months to finish. And if I'm a total optimist, we'll finish fundraising at the same time and we'll go to the board for permission to start the project. Fundraising is probably the least certain of those two. I'm pretty confident the architects will get it done. The fundraising relies on the goodwill and philanthropy of some donors. So we're in the fundraising stage. I have endorsed the possibility of a bump out on Lund that would include 10,000 square feet for cardio training and 10,000 square feet for weightlifting and weight training, and then some remodeling of some of the areas within the oldest areas, I guess, the least workable areas within the current building. That's a project that, again, we have to fundraise for, so we're on the hunt for a donor who can help us get started, because the first step is to work with architects to get some conceptual drawings. Lund needs two phases. The one I just described is phase one. Phase two would be a larger bump out that would redo the forum, essentially. And that one's even fuzzier in my mind what exactly it would be. Beyond that, I'm sure there'll be plenty.
Cool.
And along the way, we do small projects every summer and keep it moving as best we can.
Second question. A little more broad. Is there anything that you or your office would like us as the Senate to broadcast to the student body, whether that be student body as a whole or constituents of the senators?
That's a good question too. I think I would only ask that if students have concerns, that they find a safe place to go express those concerns. You all know that we're in a time post-election that there is a whole variety of opinions and there's a whole variety of reactions to those. And so what I believe is the importance of people being heard, of places that people can go for help if needed, if they have concerns, and for a commitment of the campus to civil dialogue, because it's in understanding each other that at least we can work through our future together. So if anything, I want to just reinforce the message I sent out to campus post-election that encourages us all to engage in our future in a productive way.
Thank you.
That's all I've
got. Senator
Edholm? Yeah, I was just curious in regards to fundraising for some new projects. How do you go about a secret?
Oh, that's secret sauce. No. So it's
and they're all important. So, yeah, but it's really all based in relationship. Finding the people who care about Miss Davis and helping them feel good about being part of a project here. And every alumnus of the college has the opportunity to pay it forward for the next students like you who are going to be in here trying to work to make the college better. And I think that's, you know, all of you will be alumni someday, and that's what alumni do, is find it in their heart to give back in that lovely way of paying it forward to make it possible for the next student to be a leader.
Great. Are there any other questions for President Bergman? Questions? Becky, do you have anything else you want to share with us?
Doing good work. Keep it up.
Sounds good. Okay.
And unless you have anything else for me, I have the next thing to go to.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Let's all say thank you. That's all I'm going to say. With that, we're going to move on to unfinished business. The only thing right now is the Student Senate social, which is on Thursday at 6 o'clock at Jonas's house. And you can sign up for whatever you want to bring on the Google Doc that I shared with everyone, and I'll share it again in case you haven't. Is there any other unfinished business? Senator Clark.
I have a question. For the social, if we like can't make it, is there like, do we have to like specify that? Because like I specified I was going to bring something, but now it's on a date that I can't go, so.
Can you just take your name off the list if you can't come? That'd be great. Otherwise, it's fun.
Okay, so with the DAPL panel, some of the faculty decided, or not really decided, it was just kind of put forward that it would be a good idea to break into small group to have people talk about kind of how they're feeling and like get clarifications on like different points. And so we would like senators to be the like discussion facilitators in those. I'm assuming you're all going to be there because this is a Student Senate sponsored event, and that looks your Student Senate. So, but if you all could please come see me afterwards, if you are first year, for sure you're going to be there. So I can just like have a tally. You don't really have to do anything as a discussion facilitator. You just like kind of sit there, and then there's going to be like discussion going on around you about what was talked about, and then you're just kind of making sure you're staying on top of it. So, sound good? Great. Thank you. That was it.
Any other unfinished business? Unfinished business? Unfinished business? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. First up is finance, women's lacrosse, club sport. Thank you for being so patient. I'm assuming that's not much.
Sure. So we have Hannah Childs and her teammate. Yeah, they're here for the finance budget. I couldn't hear you, that's why. But so last week we recommended half of the allocation because those were the only document that we got. And over the week we were able to figure it out, and now they submit all the documents. That's why we submitted the whole allocation to them. There's no question in terms of like whether they're going to use that money for appropriate purpose or not. So and they have like 37 members, and they competed in like North Central Women Lacrosse League, play 8 games. So I think it's a great way to spend our money, and we allocated the full recommendation.
Can I ask really quick, are there any bylaws that are being broken?
No, not right now. Because we got the documents, so we're good.
Student org, do you have anything you wanted to add to that?
I can't see 10 minutes. That one, like, she just emailed you one within the last, like, 10 minutes, probably. It just has, it's like, okay, well, it's like a small change. It's just the hotel lodging looks like input incorrectly, but it's not like a huge change.
Ooh, okay.
Everything on there is really basic. It's just all our
the new one.
Sure.
So you said the lodging was different?
Yeah, lodging was $575.
Okay, so $75 extra?
Yeah.
Okay. And Anna Kinsbart said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, she's from the just to let you guys know, she's from a finance community, finance office, who deals with the RFP stuff, so she's definitely a valid person to give a recommendation. Price of the lodging, so I would say yes, even though we don't have like the whole process right now.
So it's, could you explain which line item in the income?
Under the UWRF screen plated. You know how like that's, it says like $500? The lodging, it says 500.
Tenzin, could you email the updated document to Joe so he can pull it up? While we wait for that, can someone from the finance, anyone from the finance committee, kind of describe what they were? Like how the discussion went about the budget? Yes.
Yeah, since kind of the previous meeting, when we saw their budget for the first time, we looked over everything and everything was like good to go. Everything fell within like our bylaws and our guidelines, all the documentation, so that we got the documentation eventually in the presentation.
Okay. I think Joe has his mouse where but that number's gonna change to 500.
$575.
So
So
the total would go up by $200 to $2,784.16, something like that. Is there any discussion on the budget? Discussion on the budget. Senator Clark.
I guess it's just personal privilege. Can we like zoom in a little bit more or like open, turn, like make it bigger? And like maybe not have it half and half.
Oh,
the discussion sheet doesn't have to be half the screen.
So much help.
I think you should sit
and then control plus.
Discussion on the budget? Senator Shaw?
Is like the approval by Anna Wilkins guy like an equivalent to
And then did you email to Joy?
I emailed to you, sorry.
Hey, does someone want to answer?
Yeah,
Senator Shaw.
We kind of come to an agreement among the committee that that's going to be sufficient for this because of change in leadership and this innovation kind of our end last spring.
Or Chair Taven.
So is the budget for the lodging and the travel, is that going, is it increasing? Like you need more money? Is that what it is? And how much more?
From last year.
No, 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 like from what was on the screen.
Here,
it's
$200. It's about $200.
It's still more.
Yeah.
But it was just like a typo.
Yep, but just like how much was different, because that's the thing, because
our
bylaw
says.
It's $200.
Okay.
It's two, because if you ask, okay. I'm sorry, I know this seems like pointless, but what I'm trying to get at is that what you have on the screen right now comes in $979 for travel and lodging. If you add another $200, that's going to go over $1,100. And our bylaw says we can only fund $1,100 for travel, convention, and register lodging.
That's not accurate.
It's right here.
Could you explain that?
Yeah, the bylaw for the $1,100 is for travel registration, or is that for convention fees, so like traveling to a convention. Clubs which are under a different section that entitles them to $4,000 annually for travel registration and lobby expenses.
Perfect. Okay, so since no bylaw is being broken, is there any other discussion on the budget with the increase to line item 46 by $200?
I've been very impressed with the student org being able to accommodate our needs for our bylaws within our finance committee, and having heard that from the finance committee as well, I feel like we definitely should be pushing this forward, seeing that we have the proper documentation at this time. Yield.
Senator O'Neill?
I'm all for it. I think we should pass it.
All right, any other discussion on the budget? Discussion on the budget? Discussion? Seeing none, we're gonna move to a vote. All those in favor of funding the budget as recommended by Finance Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Seeing none, the budget passes. Thank you, Women's Lacrosse. All right, the next item on the new business is Gustavus Unite. Everyone received an email about that, and I wanted to share a little bit. Actually, Jonas, do you mind sharing a little bit of information for the student life? There we go. Jonas will share some information about Gustavus Unite.
So, Gustavus Unite is a campaign to underscore, I think, the message that this Senate has been particularly sensitive to, which is that when we work to understand each other and the things that make us, the things that are commonalities between us, and appreciate things that are differences, that we are a better, stronger community. And so the Gustavus Unites is a pledge that you can take, and in taking it, then you're given a placard that you can, you know, put on your door or put on your bumper sticker, no bumper. Or put wherever you want. And then there's also a button that you can get. And eventually, there'll be t-shirts that you can order. And it's being run by Res Life and the Diverse Business.
Yep. So is there any questions about that, or concerns or ideas? Senator O'Neill?
Are we just being informed about it, or are we supposed to do anything with it?
I would say you're just being informed, but it's probably a good idea to share this information with your constituencies, just like you're supposed to share pretty much all the information that we discuss in this room. Senator at home?
What's the pledge?
The pledge is like, I promise to
I don't know.
Be a nice citizen and no, I don't know the word, but in essence is an embodiment verbally of the idea that together we're better than our differences. Yeah.
Would you like me to read the? Do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Chair Taven's going to read us the pledge.
So it's basically like Bridgerton. Do you have it like on here? But it's like, okay. As a campus, we will unify against acts of discrimination, bias, and hate in all forms. We agree to uphold our five core values of excellence, community, justice, service, and faith by supporting one another, speaking up and out against injustices, and respecting the uniqueness we all bring to our community. This is my commitment as a member of the Gustavus community, because I know that when we unite, we are stronger, we are better, and we are Gustavus.
And if for some reason you go looking for the pledge, or your constituents go looking the placards and the buttons, and you can't find any, I'd stop by the youth center to pick one up if they're not tabling upstairs.
Yep. Any other questions, concerns, or comments about Gustavus Unites? Okay, sounds good. Any other new business? Senator Clark.
This is more of a question. I'm wondering why we senators aren't allowed to use their laptops and if we can change that policy.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, I know why, but.
Back in the old days, it was a huge problem for people using their laptops and not actually paying any attention to the meeting, and they just sit on their laptops and check Facebook and not be engaged in the conversations on the floor. And so the leadership, and this would be more than 5 years ago, because it was before I came back, but the leadership just got frustrated with it and then outlawed laptops unless you were required to use one in the work that you are doing. So that's why.
Right. And so generally, we want to stay focused and respectful to the conversation that's being had on the floor, because it's regarding the student body as a whole, and it's a lot of different people that are being affected by the decisions that we make. Not to mention the student groups that come in or guest speakers like President Bergman deserve our most attention, and so in that we, no one has a laptop unless they really need it, and they're recording sound, he's recording minutes, again, has the agenda pulled up in their finance committee. So
how can we go about changing that? And the reason I ask that, I have reasoning for that, is that, like, for me, it's very, I guess this is my fault, shame on me for sitting back here, but, like, things are difficult to see, and I get frustrated sometimes when things aren't, like, updated or when I don't have a budget, and I'd much rather just have that in front of me. And especially, I send out, like, emails weekly to my constituents saying, these are the notes that I took, and it would be, like, a lot easier on me just to take them during the meeting on my laptop so I can just send them off. And I also think that we are adults, and there shouldn't be a problem, but also, like, when President Bergman's here, there's no reason for you to have your laptop out, but there are situations where it would be beneficial. So what I'm asking basically, is there anything I can do as a senator to change the policy?
You can come talk to Alex and I, and we'll discuss.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I yield.
Is there, oh, okay.
Is the no laptop rule, like, written down, codified somewhere?
No, it's generally something that the co-presidents ask of everyone at the beginning out of respect for the meetings. It's not a solidified rule. If you pulled out your laptop, we respectfully ask you to put it away.
Okay, I yield.
Back in the really, really old days, it was no food was the rule.
All right, is there any other new business? New business, seeing none. Announcements. Controller Hannon Camp.
I just want to say a quick thank you for everyone who attended or participated in CNCC. Being my last CNCC, it was very special. I've been playing Behind Bells for 10 years now, and this is likely my last performance, so it was really great to have so many people here, so thank you so much for making that very special. Oh, and then I'm on the panel, so please come. It'll be fun.
Yeah. All right, Senator Shah.
First of all, panel, and if you also have time on Thursday at 7:30 in Wallenberg, there's going to be a screening of Before the Flood, and also bring your book, 15.
Yep, and so now it's me, and because you're all coming to our fun social, you can eat food at Jonessa's house and then go to the cool event that Senator Shah just talked about. So fill out the Google Doc, I will send out another one, and everyone go to chapel on Thursday because it's St. Lucia Day, so it's pretty exciting for some of our strong leadership, young women who, I don't know, are active, take a stance, and promote the college in a positive way. And I think that's all I have. Chair Tegan?
So a lot of people have mentioned this awesome panel. I'm just going to tell you what day it is and what time again and where it's at. So it's going to be this Wednesday at 6 p.m. in the Dive. Come with questions prepared or just come to listen or to get clarifications from any profs, to hear them talk, just anything. Just definitely come. So it's going to be awesome. Tell everybody. That'd be great. Thank you. And share the Facebook event that's about to come out. Thank you. That's it.
Any other announcements? Announcements.
Don't forget to come talk to me if you can facilitate a discussion.
Adjourned.
I just say that. I couldn't wait 5 seconds.
Well, it was like an announcement.